Let me out, you crazy old woman! I yelled. I was learning something about myself. I still didn't know my own name, but I knew one thing. Whoever I was, I had a temper. But the woman was no longer paying attention to me. I could hear her in the cabin above, sorting clothes and muttering to herself. The anger I felt was good. I realized it kept me from being afraid. There was something about that word, yerk. It meant something. Something bad. Flash! I was looking through strange eyes, seeing too well, seeing not at all. Then a centipede, bigger than a human, huge! More creatures, some real, some that couldn't possibly be real. An elephant, a massive rampaging bear, ants that were as big as I was, a deadly creature that swung razor-bladed arms and had feet like Tyrannosaurus, and flash! And a creature dying. Like a horse. No, like a deer. But not a deer. A tail that flashed. Eyes. Too many eyes. And thoughts! Thoughts that were in my head! Get out of my head! I yelled suddenly. I gasped. It had been so powerful. My mind had opened and gushed out horrible images. Then it had closed again. Everything was hidden once more beneath a gray blanket. I smelled smoke. And the scent was strong. Strong and near. Was the old woman cooking? Making a campfire? Was she... The shack! It was burning! Let me out of here! I cried. The shack's on fire!
You won't get me again, yerk!
I'm not a yerk! Let me out! Let me out! The fire spread with stunning swiftness. In less than a minute, there were tongues of flame dripping down through the chinks in the floor above me. I could hear it snapping and popping. The smoke poured down in gusts and then blew away, only to come back still stronger. Let me out! I yelled again. But there was no answer. I was going to burn! I coughed as smoke scorched my throat. I ran to the log uprights that formed the cave. I shoved at them, shoved and pulled, but they didn't move. I was trapped! I tried to scream again, but I coughed instead. I could barely breathe. Already my head was feeling light. Power. I needed power to break out. Power enough to shatter the rotted logs. I sank to my knees, driven down by the heat. Sparks fell around me, and I brushed them away as they burned my legs and back. I was too weak. I couldn't do it. But within me, something within me. And then it began. I didn't even notice it at first. I was too terrified. I expected the flame-engulfed cabin to crash down on me at any moment. Suddenly, I began to change. I was becoming large, so quickly that my head was rising toward the flames. Heavy, dark brown fur was growing from my arms and legs. But what I noticed most was the power. Rippling, massive muscles bulged from my arms and legs and swelled my neck. It was an incredible, giddy rush. 1 minute, I was weak and failing and near death. The next minute, the power. The amazing, straining, bulging, explosive power.